It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. Amazon.com founder Jeff Bezos is donating $2.5 million toward the effort to legalize same-sex marriage in the state of Washington, where Amazon is based. The donation was made to Washington United for Marriage, a political action committee trying to get voters to approve same-sex marriage in the fall. John Cook edits the tech news site GeekWire in Seattle. He says this is an unusual move for the guy who started and still runs Amazon.
There have been some critical looks at Bezos and Amazon in terms of them not giving back to the community. And they are pretty much a no-show. He's not that big of a community advocate in Seattle or in Washington State, for that matter. So it does come a little bit out of left field.
Bezos says his decision came about after receiving an email from a former employee urging him to join the cause. That employee, Jen Cast, is also co-chair of the finance committee for the group receiving the donation. Bezos is not alone in the tech community supporting same-sex marriage and gay rights. Microsoft founder Bill Gates and CEO Steve Ballmer have each donated to the effort in Washington State. Apple donated to the campaign to defeat California's Proposition 8, which bans same-sex marriage there. Google also opposed Proposition 8 and recently launched a global campaign for gay rights. Gary Gates is a demographer and a scholar at the UCLA School of Law. He says regardless of the personal convictions of the decision makers at the big tech companies, that kind of support is a shrewd tactical move.
The companies who make these stances genuinely believe that it gives them a leg up in how they can sell and brand themselves to the people that they most want to work for them. And I think that the risk of not taking a stance is that you can't make that pitch as easily and that you perhaps can't recruit and retain your talent as easily as those who make these stances.
You've done a lot of research about the demographics of the gay and lesbian population around the country. Does the density of that population correlate with big tech areas like Seattle, Silicon Valley?
In general, yes. So places that generally have higher concentrations of either LGBT people, or one of the ways we look at it is through census data on same-sex couples. I don't necessarily think there's a causal relationship there, other than I think it signals environments where that kind of diversity is welcomed and accepted. And those are environments that these kind of creative and entrepreneurial companies, which many of these tech companies are, that's the kind of environment that they need to do their business.
Gary Gates at UCLA School of Law. And now a Marketplace Tech Report vocabulary word.
Diplomacy.
Twitter combined with diplomacy. A new report by PR firm Burstyn Masteller says two-thirds of the 193 countries of the United Nations are now on Twitter. But they haven't quite figured out what to do with it yet, how to handle their diplomatic affairs. Just 30 heads of state have personally tweeted, and very few among those do so on a regular basis. President Obama was the first world leader to join Twitter, but he only follows two of the world leaders who follow him, Dmitry Medvedev, Prime Minister of Russia, and the Prime Minister of Norway. Norway? But Obama's
diplomacy
is stronger than the presidents of Russia, Rwanda, the Netherlands, and Singapore. They don't follow anyone. The heads of state in China, Indonesia, Saudi Arabia, and Italy haven't even signed up. I hope the UN offers a session on
diplomacy,
led by Estonian President Tomas Hendrik Ilves. He knows how to have fun. His first tweet said, "Help, I'm being followed," winking emoticon. Follow us on Twitter at Marketplace Tech. We have more followers than the president of Togo. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.